"I hardly know how to express my gratitude, Mr. Pinner," said I. "Not at all, my boy. You have only got your desserts. There are one or two small things, mere formalities, which I must arrange with you. You have a bit of paper beside you there. Kindly write upon it, 'I am perfectly willing to act as business manager to the Franco Midland Hardware Company Limited at a minimum salary of £500. I did as he asked, and he put the paper in his pocket. "There is one other detail," said he. "What do you intend to do about Mawson's?" I had forgotten all about Mawson's in my joy. "I'll write and resign," said I. "Precisely what I don't want you to do. I had a row over you with Mawson's manager. I had gone up to ask him about you, and he was very offensive. Accused me of coaxing you away from the service of the firm and that sort of thing. At last I fairly lost my temper. 'If you want good men, you should pay them a good price,' said I. 'He would rather have our small price than your big one,' said he. 'I'll lay you a fiver,' said I, 'that when he has my offer, you'll never so much as hear from him again.' 'Done,' said he. 'We picked him out of the gutter, and he won't leave us so easily.' Those were his very words."
"The impudent scoundrel," I cried. "I've never so much as seen him in my life. Why should I consider him in any way? I shall certainly not write if you would rather I didn't."
"Good, that's a promise," said he, rising from his chair. "Well, I'm delighted to have got so good a man for my brother. Here's your advance of £100, and here is the letter. Make a note of the address, 126B Corporation Street, and remember that 1 o'clock tomorrow is your appointment. Good night, and may you have all the fortune that you deserve." That's just about all that passed between us, as near as I can remember. You can imagine, Dr. Watson, how pleased I was at such an extraordinary bit of good fortune. I sat up half the night hugging myself over it, and next day I was off to Birmingham in a train that would take me in plenty of time for my appointment. I took my things to a hotel in New Street, and then I made my way to the address which had been given me. It was a cool